Welcome. My name is John Stone. I'm at the University of Illinois.
I'm Kyle Stedman from Rockford University. We're here today to talk about Thomas Rickert's Ambient Rhetoric, The Attunements of Rhetorical Being, a book that came out recently on University of Pittsburgh Press
in 2013.
When I think of a normal book review that I see in a journal that I hold in my hand in print, I expect it to kind of walk me through each of the chapters. I expect it to praise the really good stuff and make connections to other scholarship on the topic. And I think we're going to do some of that. We're trying to let people have a sense of what some of the important parts of this book are. But it's more than that too, right?
Exactly. I think what we're hoping to accomplish here is to attune listeners to the fact that this is a sonic experience, that you're listening to our voices rather than reading our words. And in fact, Kyle and I are both interested in sound and rhetoric. And so we're going to try to bring our particular interests to this book and talk really about the ways that Rickert and his book Ambient Rhetoric provide tools for us to do the work that we love to do. And I think that's kind of the conclusion. We're revealing the end in some way here. But the conclusion that we both came to, I think, is that the language, the approach, some of the theoretical concepts that Rickert comes to in Ambient Rhetoric really do lend themselves well to thinking through the ways that rhetoric is related to sound.
Right.